for the E minor part of the verse, I like to strum it very, very close with an upstroke, very close to the saddle, so you get this kind of effect. And then when you get to the D, you've got basically four measures of free strum. You can do just about any type of D lick or fill that you're familiar with, or just keep the strumming going. So it's going to sound a little like this. One, two, three, four.